This is WKSU News. I'm ML Schulze. The U.S. Department of Justice has turned over to a federal judge in Cleveland data about prescription painkiller sales to help with settlement talks between hundreds of local and state governments and the drug companies targeted in lawsuits over the opioid epidemic. The department previously agreed to turn over certain data on the grounds that it not be circulated publicly and be returned or destroyed when the litigation is finished. The information includes year-by-year, state-by-state breakdown of companies that made and distributed most of the opioids in each state between 2006 and 2014. It also includes how many pills were sold annually in each state and each drug company's market share. Former Pittsburgh Steelers physician Richard Ridds has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for illegally distributing steroids and painkillers. The assistant U.S. attorney for Northern Ohio, Justin Herdman, announced the sentencing yesterday. A jury last year convicted Ridds of 180 counts, including conspiracy to distribute anabolic steroids, human growth hormone, and oxycodone. The state medical board has begun accepting applications from doctors who want to prescribe marijuana when it becomes legal in September. To qualify, they have to have an active Ohio medical license, take 2 hours of classes on diagnosing and treating conditions with marijuana, and have no financial stake in medical marijuana companies. The medical board's licensure team will review the applications, which the medical board is expecting to start approving by April 11th. The state's medical marijuana law includes 21 conditions for which marijuana can be prescribed. It can only be in the form of oils, tinctures, edibles, and patches. No smoking is allowed. A federal appeals court has upheld dismissal of a lawsuit over a proposed constitutional amendment ballot issue in Ohio. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed yesterday with a lower court's ruling against a group that claimed its First Amendment rights were violated by the Ohio Ballot Board decision. The board said in 2016 that the proposal to impose term limits on state Supreme Court justices and to remove legal protections for state lawmakers and their staffs required two separate ballot issues. A national animal welfare organization is opposing a proposal to make the Labrador Retriever the state dog of Ohio. It argues the bill will entice puppy mills to produce them in larger numbers. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals sent a letter to the bill's sponsors saying it believes the measure should be amended to include mutts or shelter dogs. A dozen states have an official dog, including Georgia, which in 2016 recognized the adoptable dog. Others include the Great Dane in Pennsylvania, and the American Water Spaniel in Wisconsin. Akron is defending its plan to harvest trees around a city reservoir in Geauga County over the objections of some residents there. In a letter to the editor of the Beacon Journal, city engineer John Moore says the city plans to log less than 4% of the trees per acre at the Ladue Reservoir, and that the forest around the reservoir is 3 to 4 times denser than is healthy. He says the city is engaging in a conservative approach that will be better for the watershed forest, protect the water supply, and be designated by the state as a best management demonstration site. A North Carolina man accused of trying to recruit people to conduct terrorist attacks in the name of the Islamic State has been found guilty on federal charges in Akron. A jury found 37-year-old Eric Jamal Hendricks guilty yesterday on charges of conspiracy, an attempt to provide material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization. Hendricks was arrested in 2016. Authorities say he tried to recruit people through social media, and prosecutors said he told one person his goal was to create a terrorist cell that would conduct attacks in the United States. No sentencing date has yet been set. Ohio's Right to Life's Political Action Committee has issued endorsements in two contested primaries, including the 16th Congressional District. There, the anti-abortion group endorsed former pro football player Anthony Gonzalez over State Representative Christina Hagan, who sponsored the bill in the state legislature that outlawed abortion at the point at which a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That would be as early as 6 weeks. The group also endorsed the current congressman for that district, Jim Renacci, in his bid for the Senate. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame says it's worth nearly $200 million a year to Northeast Ohio's economy. A study released yesterday says more than 500,000 visitors to the Rock Hall last year spent $349,000 a day at the museum and nearby restaurants, hotels, and other facilities. It collected more than $13 million in state and local taxes. The Rock Hall induction will be in Cleveland this year on April 7th.